Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, is requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over, over there. Hello, men. This is Ken Carpenter, bidding you welcome to another all-request program, which stems from your letters to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio Service, Los Angeles, USA. We've been on the air for 3 years, and we thought we were doing a pretty fair job of answering your requests. But this week, we received a burning letter forwarded to us by a supply sergeant that made us realize we've been overlooking a large section of our listening audience. Here, I'll read it. Dear Command Performance, I am an Army mule stationed in the ETO. Speaking for my colleagues, the dogs of the Canine Corps, the carrier pigeon squadrons, the horses of the cavalry divisions, and a few nondescript mongrel mascots, with a footnote from a flea on a camel's back in Iran, we'd like to remind you that we're in this war, too. So how about giving us animals a plug on Command Performance? Signed, Lucius B. Mule, PFC. Better known as the Sad Jackass. Well, no request is too big or too small or too unusual. So tonight the program is going to the dogs or anything else that trots or flies past the microphone. All right, who's first? Why, it's Donald Duck! Well, say, I'm glad you're here, Donald. I saw your picture, the three caballeros. So where are the other two guys?
Outside.
Outside, huh? Well, bring them in. Well, well, fresh from Mexico, that explosive little rooster with the charro sombrero and the oversized gun belt, Panchito Pistolet.
¡Yubo, cuates! Encantado de estar aquí con ustedes. Me cuadra hacer nuevas conocencias, aunque aquí ya tengo pilas de amigos por vía de...
Donald, what did he say? Well, thank you, Panchito. Welcome to Command Performance. And now I'll introduce the third member of this trio. That suave, sharp man about Brazil with the body of a parrot and the soul of a poet, Jose Carioca.
Senhores e senhoras, salve! Alô, pessoal, daqui vai um grande abraço bem brasileiro, um daqueles quebra-costela bem apertado, bem carioca. É um prazer estar com vocês novamente, meus amigos norte-americanos, completamente. Vocês são batatais do barulho, eu fico louco!
Can you translate Portuguese, Donald?
When
do we eat, Well, here they stand, the three caballeros.
Sí, señor, los tres caballeros. Y no le hace echen al gallo más copetón que aquí traigo con qué quererlo.
Gentle little fellow. What did he say this time?
I don't know. I won't talk.
Well, if he won't talk, maybe he'll sing. How about you and Jose Carioca and Panchito Pistola singing the title song of your picture, The Three Caballeros?
Okay, what's up?
Por los tres charros, los tres caballeros, y nadie se iguala a nosotros. Ay, 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 ay. Felices amigos, siempre vamos juntos. Donde va el primero, van siempre nosotros.
Ay, caramba. Oh, yes. I don't know.
Otro perro son mi huele. Pero debe y tenido vencer.
Well, that gets us off to a fine start, and we hope all the ducks and roosters and parrots at APO 512 are listening in. And now we turn to our next guest. Well, who's there? Oh, come in, Sergeant. Now, look, who are you?
Well, I'm Goofy Horse Collar.
I thought you were up in the Aleutians with the cavalry, pulling a garbage wagon.
Nope, I got my discharge.
Oh, you're discharged, sir.
Yep. I was carrying so many fat corporals on my back, I got flat hoofs.
How'd you like Army life, Goofy?
Oh, it was okay, but I got so lonesome, they finally teamed me up with an old gray mare.
Mare, huh? Boy, you must have liked that.
Oh, no. The old gray mare ain't what she used to be. Would you like to hear me play the clarinet?
The clarinet? Well, sure. Major Wilson and the band are all tuned up to render the William Tell Overture by Rossini.
Oh, the William Tell Overture. Well, they can just go ahead and play their William Tell all they want to, but I'm going to lean back here with my old corny clarinet, and I'm going to toot out some of the good old-fashioned music to suit myself. Hit her. Swing on her the next time she comes around.
The horse. If I ever see you at Saturday at a racetrack, I hope you beat some of those Crosby nags. And speaking of animals, which is all we're doing tonight, let's not forget the famous carrot munching rabbit of the screen.
Hey, what's up, Doc?
Bugs Bunny! Well, Bugs, I'm glad you could get here, but I don't think there's enough seats for your family, too.
Oh, I didn't bring my family, Doc. Just my wife, Josephine.
Well, what's all those baby rabbits doing behind you?
Oh, dear. Josephine's done it again. Here, Doc. Have 1,000 cigars.
1,000 cigars? There aren't that many rabbit babies.
You're not his young brother.
You know, Bugs, I sure get a kick out of all those carrots you consume on the screen. You're always eating carrots.
Oh, you mean like this, Doc?
Yeah, that's the way I mean.
Yeah, I thought so. Hey, but you want to know something? You know how I really feel about carrots?
Oh. You sure have your troubles.
No, that ain't the half of it. You know, every Easter they expect us rabbits to show up with a basket of eggs. Yeah, don't people know that's a little out of our line?
Oh, but... think of the happiness you give of those eggs. I'm sure it's worth every effort you put into it.
Well, all I know is, I don't see how the hens can do it every day in the year.
Well, tell me, Bugs, you have any trouble getting here tonight?
Well, to tell you the truth, Doc, I did have a little trouble. See, I was loping through those woods around Griffith Park. And, brother, is that a place to lope? Anyway, I suddenly heard a voice say...
Raise your paws above your head and don't take a step or you're a dead wop.
Uh-oh, that hunted guy again.
I got you now, Wabbit. You gotta wait for me lots of times before, but to tell you is wicked.
You don't say. Wicked, huh?
Yeah, my rifle is pressing white against your furry back.
Hey, listen, Doc. Scratch it a little, will you? It's one place there I can never reach.
I'm gonna press the trigger. Have you any last words?
Yeah. You see this fist of mine?
Yep.
Come on, chase me. Here I go.
You can't get away from me. Come back here, Wabbit.
Now, where can he be? I thought sure he was hiding in this bush.
You looking for somebody, Doc?
Yep. Yes, I am. Did you see a wabbit go by here?
Oh, was he a big wabbit with his ears piled high up on his head?
Yeah, that's him. Where was he?
I don't know, but I'll give you a hint.
All right.
Now, put your head over here.
Uh-huh.
Look straight ahead.
All right.
And about 6 inches in front of your nose, you'll see something.
Yeah? Yeah, I see it. What is it?
It's me!
Now I got you, Wabbit. I'm going to shoot you.
Oh, please don't. No, no. You can't do that. I'm not white shooting. Just look at my fur.
What's the matter with your fur?
Stinks, Doc. Hey, look, I'm too young to die. Think of my home, my wife. What'll become of my 17,000 children?
You ain't talking your way out of this one, Wabbit. When I count three, you was just a mess of wet points. Weddy, one.
No, don't do it.
Two.
Please.
Three.
What's up, Doc?
Don't tell me you're still here.
Sure, don't look now, but you forgot your ball ammunition.
Turn the page, and we come to another...
Hey, excuse me, Ken. Can I interrupt for a minute?
Why, Harry Von Zell!
Say, Ken, I heard you were doing an animal show on Command Performance, and I came over to make sure that my favorite animal didn't get left out.
Well, that's swell, Harry, but Lana Turner isn't on the show.
No, Ken, I didn't mean that. I meant that if you have pigeon listeners and horse listeners, you must have a few lion listeners. Mm-hmm. And I do a great imitation of a lion.
You do? Okay, let's hear it.
All right.
Yeah. that's a lion?
Yeah.
Sounds more like a disappointed wolf at the Palladium.
Well, Ken, maybe I can tell you better by singing.
Oh, huh? A song about a lion?
Mm-hmm. Well, go right ahead.
If I were king of the forest,
not queen,
not duke, not prince, my regal robes of the forest would be satin,
not cotton,
not chill. I'd command each thing, be it fish or fowl, with a whoop and a whoop and a royal growl. As I click my heel, all the trees would kneel, and the mountains bow, and the bulls kowtow, and the sparrows would take wing. Why were king? Each rabbit would show respect to me, the chipmunk's genuflect to me. Though my tail would lash, I would show compassion for every living thing. Why were king? Monarch of all I survey,
monarch
of all I survey.
Oh, your majesty. If you were a king, you would not be afraid of anything.
Not nobody. Not know-how. Imposterous. I'd thrash him from his top to his bottomless.
Supposing you met an elephant.
I'd wrap him up in cellophane.
Well, what if he were a bronposterous?
I'd show him who's king of the forest. How? How? Courage. What makes a king out of a slave? Courage. What makes the flag on the mast away? Courage. What makes the elephant charge its tusk in the misty mist or the dusky dust? What makes the muskrat guard his musk? Courage. What makes the sphinx the seventh wonder? Courage. What makes the dawn come up like thunder? Courage. What makes the Hottentot so hot? What puts the ape in apricot? What have they got that I ain't got?
Hooray!
For courage is the king of kings. With courage I'd be king of kings. And the whole year round I'd be hailed and crowned by every living thing. King, fight,
Harry the Lion. Before we go any further here, I have a message from a statue in a park near the Carrier Pigeon Training Station at San Diego. The message is as follows. Dear pigeons, stop. No animal show would be complete without a nice-looking chick on hand. So Command Performance asked the experts for the nicest chick in Hollywood, and here she is, Lena Romine.
Otico tico cha, tau travesa aquí. Otico tico ta comiendo mi oscura. Si otico tico tendo que se alimentar, que va a comer o más mi noca no coma. Otico tico cha, tau travesa aquí. Otico tico ta comiendo mi oscura. Eu sé que el ven bebiendo mi quintal, e ven comar ese canario de pardal. Mas por favor, tire ese bicho docileiro, porque se acaba comiendo su painteiro. Tire ese pico de la décima de mi oscura, tan tanta fruta que le pude pinicar. Hoy ya pisido para ver si te conseguía, bota el chiste para ver si él le comía, bota ahí un gato me espantó y mal capao. Tico, 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 chao. O tico, 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 chao. The tico, tico, he's the cuckoo in my clock. And when he says cuckoo, he knows it's time to woo. It's tico time for all the lovers in the block. I've got a heavy day, a day-to-day-to-day. So Tico Tico, tell me, is it getting late? If I'm on time, cuckoo, but if I'm late, woo-woo, the one my heart belongs to, and it wants to wait. For every birdie and a birdie who goes nowhere, he knows of every lover's lane and how to go there. For in affairs of the heart, my Tico's terribly smart. He tells me gently, sentimentally, at the start. Oh, I hear my little Tico, Tico calling. Because the time is right, the shades of night are falling. I love that not so cuckoo, cuckoo in the clock. Tico, 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 top. I love that not so cuckoo, cuckoo in the clock. Tico, 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 top. Tick tock.
Well, Lena, stick around. I want you to meet somebody later.
Well, Ken, are there any more animals coming tonight?
Well, a letter came in from an Arctic detachment of penguins. You see, it's so cold where they are, they're all laying cold storage eggs, and every night they almost freeze their flippers off. Like other GIs, they have a favorite movie queen, and they voted this honor to Clara Cluck of Barnyard Symphony fame. Selecting her, Miss Pinfeather of 1945. Well, Clara's here tonight. She's going to sing her famous aria from Il Bacio, Miss Clara Cluck. Thank you, Clara Cluck. Thanks for coming over. And when you go, please take those eggs, you.
Say, Ken, who's next on our roll call of wildlife?
Well, Lena, I think that just about completes our list. I had
hoped... Pardon me, excuse me, forgive me for breaking into the... hello.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm an elephant. I'm a hippopotamus. I'm a buffalo. I'm an animal sad. No, I'm Porky Pig.
Corky, what are you doing on this Army show? You connected with the Army in some way?
No, but my brother, is overseas.
Oh, your brother's overseas. What's he in?
Well, he's in the cavalry. He's in the tank. He's in the field artillery. He's in a can of Spam.
Porky, have you met all the animals here tonight?
Oh, it's no fun meeting animals.
But here's Lena Romine.
Well, I don't care what her name is.
Hello, Porky. I think you're cute.
Gosh, I wish
what do you wish, Porky?
I wish I was a man. I wish you was a pig. Oh, boy.
You know, I like you.
You do?
Uh-huh. Yes, you have such pretty brown eyes.
Well, you have pretty brown eyes too.
And you have such a nice nose.
Oh, well, you have a nice nose too.
And you have such a cute curl in your tail.
Well, you have a cute. My mistake.
You know, Porky, I'd like to take you home with me.
You would?
Yes.
Oh, I couldn't do that. You see, my mother would raise people would say we were it'll cause a lot of don't stand there. Call a cab.
Are you two making out?
Oh, just fine, Ken.
You know, I was thinking maybe the three of us could go to dinner, and then after dinner, the two of us could go to the movies.
Hey, but which two?
Lena and I.
Well, what about me?
You? Who do you think we're going to have for dinner?
That's all, folks.
Well, that about finishes off another command performance. I hope all you GI animals listening in enjoyed hearing from your favorites. Tonight's roster included Miss Lena Romine as a slick chick, Harry Von Zell as the cowardly lion, Arthur Q. Bryan as the hunter, Mel Blanc as Porky Pig and Bugs Bunny, Fenno Colvig as Goofy Horse Collar and Pluto, Clarence Nash as Donald Duck, Felipe Torres as Panchito Pistolas, Jose Oliveira as Jose Carioca, Florence Gill as Clara Cluck, and Ken Carpenter as Ken Carpenter. Well, I'll see you again next week, gang. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.